Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry.
Woman holds the knife on the sharp side when that's the only tool she's got. This is your host, Suki Wessling, and this is a mini babble, just me talking to you. Last week I was listening to the radio in the car and I heard a musician from Lesotho mention a proverb, "Woman holds the knife on the sharp side." I was intrigued, so I told my phone to remind me of it when I got home. I didn't actually know what it meant to someone in Lesotho, so I looked it up. It means women are strong and persevere. But when I thought of a modern American woman holding a knife on the sharp edge, three words occurred to me. Brave, foolhardy, and practical. Brave. Brave is a word that Americans sometimes use for others just living their lives and doing what they have to do. I noticed just today that a transgender contact posted that they're sick of being told that they are brave for being themselves, refusing to apologize for who they are, refusing to dress up as someone they're not. Women have broken through enough glass ceilings that thankfully we are no longer brave for things like asking people at work to call us by our names rather than Mrs. John Smith. But we are still called brave for doing things that men simply do, like choosing a physically difficult profession, creating a startup, or just being ambitious. Brave is a positive word that people use to avoid talking about its negative inverse. Women pioneers in every field are called brave, when in fact it's more instructive to look at why she had to be brave and why she was a pioneer. It's non-controversial to call a woman who breaks barriers brave, but you can't talk about the patriarchal power structure, calling it out for what it is, without people calling you strident. A woman I know was called brave for homeschooling her kid with developmental issues, but she was called strident and worse when she advocated for forcing schools to provide the services that they are supposed to provide. So although people tend to use the word brave for women, it's often misplaced. Foolhardy. It's hard to argue that holding a knife on the sharp side is anything but foolhardy, except if she has no choice. We might call someone a fool for attempting something impossible, but more things appear impossible for women who are presented with roadblocks that men don't have to face. For example, something I've been pondering lately is the incredible physical overhead of being a woman in electoral politics and the amount of derision that women receive when they fail, such as in the 2016 and 2024 presidential elections. So many of the roadblocks that women face probably don't even occur to men. I just did an image search of women in Congress, and the results are what I expected. There isn't a congresswoman that I scrutinized who appears at work without makeup and styled hair. As a woman whose daily routine has become scrunch and go for the hair, and yep, I still don't have visible eyelashes for my makeup routine, I know the precious amount of time they spend. Are women foolish for doing what they need to do in order to get ahead in a male-dominated profession? Was the attempt foolhardy if they fail? If men get knives with nice, sturdy handles and a woman gets only a bare blade, she's set up to fail. She has to use precious time wrapping that blade in lipstick and a pink pantsuit just to be able to use it. See brave above for what she's called if she simply gets the job done without cutting her hand, but foolhardy is closer to what people think even when she fails by the slimmest of margins. Practical. Personally, holding a knife on the sharp side reminds me that comfortable handles on our tools are a luxury not afforded to everyone. When you've got a job to do, you grab the tool at your disposal. For that reason, disadvantaged groups often develop ways of getting by that those in power don't understand, because power allows you to walk through life using tools with handles. When I was in college, I attended a lecture by a black woman from the very poor town a few miles away who had set up an illegal scheme to get kids with high potential into schools on the other side of the tracks. She used the tools at her disposal, willing white families who offered their home as a family's school mailing address, to get something that the wealthy families took for granted. I'd like to point out that The wealthy school system eventually found out what she was doing, and to their credit, they helped her build a legitimate system for helping students with promise get the education they deserved. Women are often given tools with arcane designs, tools not designed for the job at hand, or tools missing vital pieces. The suits that congressmen wear are standardized, and they are designed to iron out the differences between masculine bodies. But each female politician has to figure out her own costume. Hillary Clinton's choices were gleefully criticized. Remember the whole scrunchies debate? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wears her red lipstick-like armor. Kyrsten Sinema seemed to use her unusual wardrobe as a battering ram. Women hold the knife on the sharp edge when their choice is between that and no knife at all. True equality means having access to the same tools. Anyone who argues that feminism is out to destroy our culture is missing the basic point. Women don't actually want to hold the knife on the sharp edge. Ouch! We need sturdy handles that fit our hands, and that's all we're asking for. If you're listening to this in my podcast feed, I would love it if you would go to babblery.substack.com and leave a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thank you. The cute little riff you've been hearing is from Komiku on Bandcamp. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Babblery.
The Babblery is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babblery.com.